president's campaign message.
A choice between results and resistance.
More troops to the border.
Anywhere between 10 and 15,000.
Walkout at Google.
The employees are saying enough is enough.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
We are finally putting America first.
President Trump went to sunny Florida to paint a dark picture about his political opponents.
If you want high taxes and high crime, vote for the Democrats. Vote for the Democrats.
And he renewed his attacks on the media, familiar themes in the final days before the midterm election. CBS's Nancy Cordes says vice presidents, past and present, are among the heavy hitters trying to rev up enthusiasm.
It is our fight. Take it back.
Heading into the home stretch.
And we need Ohio to vote.
Both parties are bringing out their big stars.
This election on Tuesday happens to be the most important midterm election.
In Georgia, crowds lined up for Friday tickets to see former President Obama, who's been stumping for Democrats nationwide.
You can choose a bigger, more hopeful, more generous vision of America. But to do it, you gotta vote.
He'll campaign next for Stacey Abrams, Georgia's Democratic candidate for governor. She's locked in a tight race with Republican Brian Kemp. Media mogul Oprah Winfrey will do two town hall events with Abrams today and knock on voters' doors. Kemp, meanwhile, campaigned with Florida Senator Marco Rubio earlier this week and will appear today with Vice President Mike Pence.
In Arizona, CBS's Steve Futterman looks at a crucial political duel in the desert.
It is one of the most hotly fought races for the U.S. Senate, enough to warrant a presidential visit.
Your next United States Senator from Arizona.
Both Democrats and Republicans believe they can win.
Martha McSally. Come up, Martha.
Martha McSally, the GOP candidate, repeatedly points out that she is an Air Force veteran and was the first American female combat pilot. A key part of her campaign is border security.
It has been an honor to be leading in the House to make sure we build the wall.
Her opponent,
I'm Kyrsten Sinema,
is fellow Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who tells voters she will change things in Washington.
I hear from folks that they are sick and tired of the chaos in Washington.
Arizona has not sent a Democrat to the Senate since 1988, but the state is slowly changing. If Democrats are to have any chance to take over the Senate, it's generally felt they must have Arizona. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Phoenix.
President Trump seems to have upped the ante in his response to a caravan of people headed through Mexico to the U.S. southern border.
The president says he might triple the number of troops he's sending to the border from 5,000.
We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000.
He says nobody's coming in.
We'll build 10 cities. We'll build whatever we have to build.
And reiterating his intention to sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants, Mr. Trump compares such a move to his predecessor's creation of DACA.
Certainly, if he can do DACA, we can do this by executive order.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Pittsburgh synagogue massacre suspect Robert Bowers is due to appear in court today. CBS's Bill Rakoff has more on the federal case against him.
The 44-count indictment makes a stronger case for prosecutors to go after the death penalty. Every American has the right to attend their house of worship in safety, said Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a statement. The defendant in this case, he said, allegedly murdered 11 innocent people during religious service.
Overseas, a Turkish prosecutor says writer Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul a month ago, and he says Khashoggi's body was dismembered before it was removed. Turkey is seeking the extradition of 18 Saudi suspects who've been detained. A job action is taking place at Google today. Hundreds of employees walking off the job to protest the company's handling of executives accused of sexual misconduct. One got a reported $90 million severance package after what were determined to be credible allegations 4 years ago. Katie Benner of the New York Times.
They want the end to forced arbitration, especially in cases of sexual harassment. So right now the company does force employees to be in arbitration, which is a very private process. They want an annual accountability report, transparency around harassment.
A 10th child died last night in the viral outbreak at a New Jersey long-term care center that has sickened more than 20 kids with weakened immune systems. The center has stopped admitting new patients. Just published research raises new questions about less invasive surgery for cervical cancer. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Minimally invasive, laparoscopic, or endoscopic surgery, according to two new studies, has been found to be less effective in treating women with cervical cancer than hysterectomy. Reasons so far are unclear. The research published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds less invasive surgeries more likely to result in recurrence, even death. The findings are causing more surgeons to change their approach, leading many to revert to previous procedures. Steve?
Well, divers in Indonesia have found the flight data recorder from the Lion Air jet that crashed in the sea earlier this week. All 189 on board died. A baggage handler admits he was drunk when he fell asleep in the cargo hold of an American Airlines jet that flew from Kansas City to Chicago. Police did not file charges. The airline is investigating. A day after reinstating head football coach DJ Durkin, the University of Maryland fired him. His return after paid leave sparked outrage. Questions about the athletic program began after lineman Jordan McNair collapsed at practice and later died. McNair's father says the firing was the right move to make.
Relieved. Yeah, relieved that the right thing had been done.
Baseball slugger Willie McCovey has died at 80. The longtime San Francisco Giants first baseman hit 521 home runs. In 2003, he said his biggest moment was getting into the Hall of Fame.
You see all the returning Hall of Famers who's been inducted. Ted Williams and Stan Musial and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. And I started saying, what the heck am I doing here? You know?
A lot of parents have this question. What's the best vehicle for youngest of the drivers? WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has some recommendations.
The Institute's 53 best choices for teen drivers are noteworthy for what's missing. Research Vice President Jessica Cicchino says stay away from vehicles that are too small and those that are too powerful.
We think the best car for a teen is big, boring, and slow. A high-performance vehicle is going to tempt the teen to try to test its limits, and we want teens to stay away from that.
Also important, make sure the vehicle has stability control. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Just outside Detroit, the home of the late Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is on the market. The asking price is $800,000. It's a brick colonial offering more than 4,100 square feet with five bedrooms and seven baths. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.